We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Joining us live on the line, Sarah Eisger, political analyst, to take a look at what's going on in Washington. Sarah, thanks for being with us this morning. You know, how many weeks in a row are we going to be still talking about these infrastructure bills? Supposedly, this is the week, Sarah. Why should I believe that?
Oh, I have no idea why you should believe that. I mean, at some point, Lucy keeps moving the football from us, and we keep kicking. So I'm done kicking for now. Let's give it some time. That being said, they certainly are crowing about progress that they've made, and that I'm willing to believe. They've got it down to $2 trillion. They've cut a lot of sort of the looser ends, I think, from the program. I think calling this an infrastructure bill is still pretty silly. It's a large spending package with the priorities of the administration. They've still got a long way to go before this thing becomes law.
Now, the president's leaving for Europe, I believe, on Thursday of this week. He wants a deal done before he leaves. Do you think he gets it?
No. I mean, he wanted a deal before they went for August recess. Then they said they would have a vote by, September 15th? I mean, this, again, we've heard this before. And what's strange to me is that Joe Biden, as president, keeps saying these things. And every time it doesn't happen, I think it really undermines his strength with, Congress overall. I mean, his party controls both houses, and he can't get this done. So, I think it'll be interesting if this doesn't happen that he's once again set a date, which I think, again, highlights kind of his weakness with his own party right now.
Meanwhile, up here at least, there's a lot of focus on the vaccination mandates. I know we've talked in the past about the TSA mandates. There is worker demonstrations at Moog here in Western New York about federal contractors. The deadline for them is December 8th. And for all the push and pull and debate that this gets around the country of whether or not it's a good thing or a bad thing, there really doesn't seem to be that much talk about it in Washington of looking at this issue at all or challenging an executive order on this. Am I right in thinking that, or is there some talk going on?
Well, it's very interesting. So obviously you have the federal employee mandate and the federal contractor mandate, the two areas where the president – it's certainly at his strongest ordering people to get a vaccine. But if you remember, he also ordered private businesses and said they would have to get the vaccine and that OSHA would be coming out with that regulation shortly. We still don't have that regulation from OSHA. So as of right now, there is no vaccine mandate for private businesses. I think there are plenty of businesses lining up to file a lawsuit as soon as they understand what that mandate is. But at this point, it's very hard to see how OSHA is going to come up with one that legally works, and that may be part of the delay.
Yeah, and do you think the OSHA mandate, when it does come out, will contain a test out option?
Right, so will it really be vaccine or test? Will it make the distinction between, sure, businesses over 100 people that work indoors in non-socially distanced ways? You know, if you're a construction company, but all of your workers work on construction sites outside, are you going to be treated the same as an accounting company where everyone's in cubicles next to each other? And how is OSHA going to take that into account? Because legally, it is quite different.
It is a little bit different. I guess what it comes down to at the end, right, is as much talk as this gets, except for maybe certain instances, and the TSA is the one that, kind of pops into your head because of the impact it can have, mostly due to the timing, not necessarily the mandate itself, is for the majority of Americans, it doesn't really impact them, right? I mean, the majority of people are already vaccinated. When push comes to shove, they'll say, you know, okay, it's not that big of a deal to me. I'll just get vaccinated if my job tells me so. And you are kind of left with a minority, a very vocal minority, but a minority of people who this does actually impact.
So I think you're right in terms of the vaccine itself. Obviously, we have the vast majority of Americans with at least one shot. The problem will be that a lot of companies affect your day-to-day life. You know, the very nice people who drive the food to your grocery store or deliver your Amazon packages or whatever else, it's not going to take that many people being fired from their jobs to affect all of that. You know, some of these numbers are that up to 20%, 40% of some of these very specific companies don't have vaccinated individuals. And what, you know, we're hearing from those companies is, yes, we want all of our employees to be vaccinated. We've offered financial incentives for them to get vaccinated. But what we fear this OSHA regulation is going to say is that we will have to fire those employees. Well, if we suddenly fire 10,000 people, you know, we're a very large company, let's say, we can't just fire 10,000 people. That costs us an enormous amount of money. Each employee has been trained. We can't hire 10,000 people fast enough. And so then it's going to have these ripple effects throughout the economy where, yeah, you're just not going to have the food delivered to your grocery store on time. That, I think, absolutely people will notice.
And then, at that point, does the administration bend?
Well, and that's where you wonder if they know that legally they're not really going to be able to do this, if they just put out something that's quite easy to challenge legally, and that way they can blame it on the courts.
Sarah, we appreciate the time as always. Appreciate you joining us. Sarah Eisker, political analyst with us live here every Tuesday morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.